Welcome to the Accidental Entrepreneur Show. It's Ian Scott, your host, and we're at Glasgow in One Devonshire Gardens with one of the first sessions and with one of my first accidental entrepreneurs called...
Isla McCrone.
Oh, Isla, what's your story? What's your life story? What brings you to become an accidental entrepreneur?
Well, I've worked for two large organisations for all my career, and but I've always wanted to have my own business, and I have an opportunity now to make that leap of faith and make something different and happen in my life.
How did that happen? I mean, were you pushed or did you jump or?
No, I think it's always been inside me, and my contract ending gives me an opportunity.
So at a time in your life, you've got to make a change.
Yep.
And have you any idea what you want to do?
Well, I want to have the freedom that self-employment brings you, and I want to have a successful business. My vision is always to have my name over something, not necessarily my own name, if you know what I mean, but my kind of company name over something, to own something and to put all my energy into that.
I'll be a bit cheeky. You've waited a wee while before doing this. what stopped you before?
I think some of that's about expectations of you as a person and you know, from your family and friends about always just being in employment. And I've been in employment since, you know, leaving school at age 16, so... that's all I've known, and I want to kind of break free of that, the confines of working for an organisation, and really get on my flow.
What do the family think about this?
I think they're probably a bit nervous about it because it's different. None of my family have been entrepreneurs; they've always worked for somebody else. So I think that although my husband's self-employed, but it's a bit scary.
Hey, wait a minute, your husband's self-employed,
and is he going,
go on, as they say in Glasgow, go on yourself, hen.
No, he will support my decision, but I think that stepping away from a regular income into feast or famine is scary for everybody.
Yeah.
But I know it's right.
Any tips for people? I mean, you're just about to start the journey, aren't you?
Yeah. I think the tip I give to people is to really listen to what's in their heart and what's in their stomach, because I think your intuition is a great director. And you know, my philosophy has ever been, I never want to lie on my deathbed and wish I had.
So that's why you're now... I use the phrase accidental entrepreneur. Are you... It is by accident that you're doing this now. It's circumstances that have changed, isn't it?
Well, I think, yeah, circumstances have changed, and I think I'm at a stage in my life as you get older that you reevaluate what's important to you. And I think that reevaluation coupled with an opportunity to make a decision about not going and working for somebody else is what is driving me.
So what's happened today is you've made the decision to make the decision.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, and that feels good. And it's scary, but it still feels good.
We're off for lunch now. Bye, folks.